This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Alex, count us down in your top five favorite reasons that you're happy Spider-Man's back in the Marvel Universe.
He doesn't have one. Lego.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. With something mean, supposed to be me. But I told that be so awesome and that Danny be amazing. But enough about me, cause we all played the part to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would have been a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Didn't move, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rainy M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 197. I'm your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, Alex.
I'm not a huge Spider-Man fan, what can I say? I'm more X-Men, Hulk, Captain America. I mean, Spider-Man's cool. The movies were pretty good. Some of the best superhero movies ever made, I think. But I'm not a big Peter Parker Spider-Man guy.
All right. Also with us, I yield to no one.
Well, you're not alone, Alex, because I'm in that same boat as you. I read that they were going to put Spider-Man in the new Avengers movie, and I'm just, or next Avengers movie something. I'm just like, why? There hasn't been a good Spider-Man, really good Spider-Man movie to put him in there, and it just, oh, no.
Also with us, Donnie.
What up, dope people? And I gotta say, me, I like the Tobey Spider-Man 1, 2, and I even like 3. Even though, yeah, they could have did without the sing along thing, but I like them. And they shouldn't have rebooted it after 3. They should have just went on and made a mini series of the Spider-Man versus Venom, because that's exactly how it went down.
Oh, they kind of need to reboot it after they fucked up with Venom.
No. Well, okay.
They Venom, fucked up with Venom.
Yeah, Venom was kind of like, but they could have remade it better if they would have just kept on going. I say they messed up worse with the Amazing series than they did with Venom.
All right, let's do as we do every week and give you our updated trophy count. I am level 27, total trophies of 6,065, and a plaque count of 42. Donnie, have you been able to seek your trophies lately?
Yes, they've been seeking quite well ever since I stopped playing Gat Out of Hell. For real, they've been working ever since I sent it back. They've been seeking like perfect, and don't take long to sink either. So I'm level count is 26, 5364 is the trophies, and 73 plat steel.
And Alex.
I have 4,587 trophies. I'm level 24, and I have 55 platinums in 54 games.
And Mr. Yield?
Level 19, trophy count of 3,253, and a platinum count of 38 in 38 games. I want to keep doing that, Mister. I've got 439 platinums in 42 games.
No, I got 42 platinums in 40 games.
Oh, okay.
So I'm still 2 ahead of you.
That's all right. I'm sniffing down 39, so.
I'm sniffing down 43, so.
Why y'all sniffing?
What, did they just come out with The Walking Dead on the original PSP? Are you going to get that platinum again?
No.
Yeah.
All right, let's go into what we're playing. Alex, why don't you tell us what you've been playing?
Well, I'd like to note before I say this anything that Tricky made fun of me for playing this game, even though it's the second best Zelda game ever made, and it's one of the best games ever made. I'm talking about Capcom and Clover Studios Okami. I'm playing Okami HD on the PS3. A fantastically beautiful game, great art style, fantastic music, probably my favorite video game soundtrack ever. You know, great gameplay, just like Zelda. If you played Zelda before, you feel at home. Great boss battles. It's just a fantastic game, and I've beaten it before, but I saw while I was playing Ratchet & Clank that it had a trophy list, it had a platinum, so I'm like, I've beaten Okami, I've beaten most of it, I played it for over 60 hours, so estimated time to platinum 60 hours. So, you know, hey, let's just dive in. I want to play the game. I haven't played it in probably since it came out. So I've dove headfirst into Okami, and I enjoy it just as much as I did when I played it the first time. It's just a fantastic game. I can't say enough good about it.
I've been giving a shit about Okami, and to be fair, I really don't know much about the game. Is that Okami's the one with the dog, right?
You play as Amaterasu, the sun goddess Amaterasu, which is taking the form of a white wolf. There's kind of a history. It's 100 years after the original attack of Orochi, which is an eight-headed serpent who attacked the land of Nippon. The serpent was defeated and locked away in the moon cave, but someone released him 100 years later, and he's back, terrorizing the land, darkness falls over the land and everything. And one of the there's two original heroes, a white wolf called Shirano and Susano, or no, Nagi. And Nagi's a man, Shirano's a wolf, and they combine forces to defeat Orochi. 100 years later, the white wolf is back, but it's the Amaterasu, the sun goddess, as well as a descendant of Nagi, Susano. And they basically combine forces to take on Orochi. And Orochi is, I'm not going to say anything, but it's just the story of them trying to save the land of Nippon from basically, it's a very vibrant world, but it's fallen under darkness, and you just try to basically rid the land of evil and bring back the beauty of the land, blossom all the trees. The guardian saplings are the big thing that protect the land from evil. They're basically just gigantic trees. So your quest is to basically just bring the beauty back to the land, the color and the beauty. And it's just, it's a really good game. You attack enemies with a paintbrush. So you press R1 and it brings up like almost like a drawing board with a little ink and a brush, and you like slash to attack enemies, and you can, you know, you learn all kinds of different paintbrush techniques throughout the game. And it just all goes into combat, into puzzle solving. It's just a really, really great game.
Kind of another story of Naruto's Ninetales Fox.
One of the bosses is a Ninetales.
All right, that's all you've been playing now, was Okami?
Yes, sir. It's going to take me 60 hours to get through it. I've only played 6 hours so far, so I got a lot of time ahead of me.
Okay. Yield, what have you been playing?
Not much. Simpsons Tapped Out. I think I played some Treasures of Montezuma Blitz start of last week, and I've been playing Ratchet & Clank Up Your Arsenal. As I was saying before we started recording, I got through my first playthrough last night, went into challenge mode, got my 1 million bolt trophy. Now I'm working towards the basically trophy cleanup, working to 10 million bolts, upgrade all the weapons all the way, and skill points, titanium bolts. And, you know, just basically trophy cleanup to get to platinum. And then I get to move on to the, what's the next series called? The
Future series, Ratchet & Clank Future.
Yeah, I get to move on to the Future series.
All right, and Donnie.
My hand's been stuck on that South Park game. Even though, once again, I freaking hate turn-based, and it's killing me. But I gotta say, if it wasn't for the comedy in this game, like I said last time, I would have been sit this game back. It's kind of harder to stray away from that South Park comedy, and it has it. So that's like the only thing that's keeping my hands on this game, because the rest of the game sucked. But that's pretty much it.
All right, and I've been spending most of my time with Lego Batman 2 on PlayStation Now, slowly working my way through that, trying not to break any controllers with the flight controls. I did try out DuckTales Remastered, because we got that for Plus. It seems like they updated the game a little bit more by actually changing up the way the game starts and adding in voice actors, because I don't remember that being in the original NES version. So, and that's all I really been playing.
What's the difficulty like on DuckTales? Because I downloaded that too. I haven't played it yet. I played it on the original Nintendo, and back in the time when games were harder to get through.
It was hard as shit.
Yeah. It kind of, like, the difficulty in that game makes me not want to play it, because it was hard on the NES too.
I didn't play it that long. I just really played it just to try it out. I think I remember there was difficulty settings. So I think you can actually turn down the difficulty. But the game...
Shoot, man. All difficulties back in the day was just... There was just one. very hard.
Yes.
Yep.
Ball Buster, that was the difficulty back in the days. The difficulty back in the days was Battletoads.
Oh, God.
Please don't remind me of the difficulty in that game. I think there's difficulty. I'm not having really problems. I'm dying, but I'm not really dying, so it's not something I really worry about. All right, so that's what we've been playing. But before we actually get into our topics, Alex, because you can't access the agenda every week. You actually go to PSN Profiles to get your trophies, and you notice that PSN Profiles added a new addition to their stats. Why don't you tell us about that?
So I just found that they have added. Actually, I'm away from the site now, but they've added a trophy, an average trophy rarity, which the lower your number, obviously, the better, because the lower the number, it's better to have 9% a trophy that's only 9% of people have than compared to like a trophy that 44% of people have. Basically, the higher the number, the less the rarity, or the more common, and the lower the number, the higher the rarity. Well, so my number is 44.66% trophy rarity, which is, we found out, the lowest on the show.
Yes, and I actually have the highest at 58.91. Yield, what was your number?
46.75.
Mm. And Donnie, what was your number?
51. I can't even read numbers, as usual. 51.87. But that's going to change when I get that Vanquish.
Yeah, okay. That's going to drop down to like 2%.
Tricky said, well, wait, so you said your most rarest platinum was how much of a percent?
Well, I actually just looked it up. It's actually gone up a little bit. My rarest platinum is the DCUO platinum, and it's at 1.02%.
Oh, that's got me beat. My rarest is the Wheelman platinum at 3.84%.
So my rarest is under 1%. It's the 24-karat Joe from Joe Danger 2. I think it's 0.86% of people.
That's a platinum?
There's a platinum in Joe Danger too?
No, we're talking about the rarest platinum.
No, but it's a rare trophy count. It doesn't matter if it's a platinum or not.
Oh, I know.
We were discussing rarest platinums.
All right, well, here, let me pull it up. Donnie, you talk, and I'll find my rarest platinum.
Well, I don't know my rarest platinum because I'm not on the site, but I can make a big assumption to say that my rarest plat would probably be the split second plat.
All right, Donnie, I'll look it up for you.
I'm pretty sure that the Dead Space 2 one is your rarest plat.
I got it.
Well, you know what?
Who are you looking up, Yield?
That could possibly be one, too.
I'm looking up Donnie.
Trophy count.
No. You know what? No, your rarest platinum, because it's one of your top five rarest trophies, is Red Dead Redemption at 4.77%. I have that platinum as well.
Are you serious? That's more rare than Dead Space 2 and Split Second?
Yeah, your top five rarest ultra rare trophies. Well, actually, you've only got four ultra rare trophies. Is Ain't Scared to Share It, Def Jam Rap Star, Well Connected, same game, Gearhead, Naughty Bear, Legend of the West, Red Dead Redemption, and Unstoppable, Def Jam Rap Star. That's a very rare trophy.
Oh, wait a minute. So you're just doing trophies. What's my rarest plat?
Your rarest plat is the Red Dead one.
That is the
Red Dead Redemption.
Still.
At 4.77.
That is very surprising. Very surprising. Because Red Dead is quite achievable if you take out the whole factor of need 10 people for that game thing.
Well, we're not talking about how easy it is to get it. It's just the number of people that have actually gotten it.
Well, yeah, I know you mean that, but I would assume one would think that, you know, a lot more people, since the game was very, very popular, and one would think that a lot more people would have that game.
Don, you want to take a guess at what your fastest platinum was? And I'll give you a clue. It took you 7 hours and 22 minutes to get it.
Wait a minute. That would be Kung Fu Panda.
No.
What?
Your fastest platinum in 7 hours and 32 minutes was Hannah Montana.
Oh, okay, yeah. I forgot about Hannah Montana. I try to blot that out of my head.
Never forget.
Never forget the Tana.
Just like the Alamo. And I'm sure they play at Hannah Montana at the Alamo, too.
I'm going to see what my fastest platinum was. My fastest platinum was...
It better be Hannah Montana, too.
Okay. We can't use mine because mine was a glitch that I got mine.
So that story needs to be told on the show.
My fastest platinum I got in 2 minutes and 39 seconds.
You are a chump.
That doesn't really count.
What was it?
The SOCOM confrontation.
Hey, there's Tomb Raider.
So I've got three ultra rare platinums, and they are Little Big Planet Carding, which is 3.34% of people. Lone Survivor, which is 4.92% of people, and then my most rare platinum, my rarest ultra rare, is Dead Rising 2, 2.95% of people. Only 5,000 achievers, Donnie, out of 170,000.
Yes,
Donnie, your rarest, your Dead Space 2 platinum is a very rare trophy at 7.68%, which split second is ahead of that. Duke Nukem Forever is ahead of that. Tomb Raider, Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, if Kingdom Hearts would be rare.
Last of Us. The Legendary Hero, which I have no idea what game that is. It's some funky symbol. And then your Red Dead Redemption. So your Dead Space 2 is quite down on the list, like your 7th or something.
Wow.
All right, Alex, without looking, because I know you're on the page, do you know what your fastest platinum was that you got in 12 hours and 52 minutes?
Was it like Legends of WrestleMania or something?
Nope.
So I'm not on the page, so I don't really know, although...
I'll give you another clue. It was 4 years ago.
Oh, fuck me running. I don't know.
Sly Cooper.
Yeah! Sly Cooper!
Alright, Yul, do you know what yours is?
Yeah.
You know what it is? Because I was going to quiz you.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Alright, what was your fastest platinum? How long did it take you to get it?
Trying to. 2 days and 16 hours.
Yes. Alright, so as we've done that, let's actually get into the show. Our first topic is, after a couple months of being second fiddle to the Xbox One, PlayStation 4 is back on top for sales in January. This is worth noting that not only is PlayStation 4 back on top, considering that a lot of people were speculating that the Xbox One was on top because of the $50 price drop. Not only is PlayStation 4 back on top, but Xbox One still has that $50 price drop. So even with being $50 more expensive, the PlayStation 4 is now outselling the Xbox One consoles.
Yay.
Duh.
It is also worth noting that video game hardware sales in the U.S. have declined by 23%, spurred by the slow sales coming out of the holiday season. And it's also worth noting that the 360 and the PlayStation 3 are both down in sales by 35%. So it seems like everybody is currently moving on to next-gen consoles.
Not me. I'm not.
Not yet.
But I can see that right around this time. I'm still debating on it. But like I said, I think I might be getting my ass within like either next week or probably the end of next week. Because, not because of the order.
1886.
1800, but.
1800.
1886. But, I guess you could say it's because of that, because I say, because I just want something, a new story to play. Like, I'm not so purposely getting it because of the order, because, you know, it's a new game and I don't know too much about it. I just got hope that it'd be good. And I pretty much beat everything that I wanted to beat on the Station 3 already. And I want a new story to play.
Well, being that you're going to PAX in the beginning of March, you might want to wait until after PAX just to see if you, because they also, you know, a lot of people do like console giveaways and stuff. Maybe you'll win one there, so you save your money.
Ooh, that's a good idea. I could win a console.
I'll get it, but don't take it out the package, out the box.
You're just gonna hold on to it until after PAX?
Until maybe I might win.
Our next bit of news is, not that I really ever thought this was an issue, but Sony has now made it so that you can upgrade your sub-accounts, can now be upgraded to master accounts and transfer over their profiles. If anybody's confused about what a master or a sub-profile was, is, in my case, I had a master profile, which is obviously Tricky Mick, but I had a sub-profile for my daughter, who is Sweet Mama D, who, because of the her age and whatnot, was not able to have a master account because she's not of age. So she has an account, and with the sub-account, you were able to purchase things through the master account on the record, so you didn't have to put in your own information. It's now being able that Sony has said that you can now upgrade your sub-account to a master account, so you can set your little birdies off the fly on their own and be fine.
No.
Also with the sub-accounts, you were able to monitor and limit the PlayStation usage for your sub-accounts, and you were able to restrict access to a lot of things, being the PlayStation Network, including messages, spending limits, broadcasts, and all the other stuff. But now you can upgrade that to your full account. Also, PlayStation Plus owners, all PlayStation owners will have free PlayStation Plus this upcoming weekend.
So does that mean I get Plus added to my account then?
No.
Wait a minute. You say all PlayStation Plus?
All PlayStation accounts have a free Plus account for the upcoming weekend.
It doesn't say why?
They decided to give everybody free Plus for the weekend.
I don't have Plus.
You might want to look on your account.
Hold on, time out. So, like, if everyone's not getting Plus free and the only people who are getting Plus for free are the people who already have Plus, what's it really matter?
No, everybody has Plus for free this week.
I don't but have Plus on my account.
Well, I don't know. Call up Sony, tell me to get your free Plus.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
That's a freaking lie, as usual.
Donnie, your sugar daddy is sitting here right with us, so why don't you ask Tricky to get you a PlayStation Plus account? That way you can have this weekend free.
Oh, no, I'm not about to beg for Plus. I'm just saying, they freaking lying, as usual.
Oh, you'll beg if I tell you to beg.
Just not in front of them, okay? Just don't meet me in front of them.
Well, let's talk about something else you've been begging for. Appearing on Amazon's website, Darksiders 2, the Definitive Edition, has
that
been
game's spotted, like 4 years old.
Spotted on Amazon. The edition is listed for the PlayStation 4 and has a price point of $40. The release date for the PlayStation 4 version of the 2012 game is listed as of December 31st, 2015, which is the standard Amazon placeholder date, meaning no release date has been announced. Other Nordic Dame properties were discovered resided on Amazon by AllGamesBeta.com, including Legend of KHD, The Book of Unwritten Tales 2, MX vs. ATV Supercross Encore Edition, and other games. Now, you will remember that Nordic Games acquired the rights to the Darksiders franchise after THQ liquidated his assets. And last year, it was revealed that Nordic was working on Darksiders and Red Faction collections for last-gen systems. Now, here's my question with this. I don't even want to talk about the idea of making this a remastered. I want to talk about Darksiders 2 is being remastered. Why wouldn't they bundle both of them and make it a collection for the PlayStation 4 if you were going to bring either game to the next-gen console?
Yeah, why not include the better of the two games?
Because they're trying their hardest to get whatever money that they lost on it back, as what they would say if there was Dynamic Crystal for the Tomb Raider series. They're using the same method. Well, dang, we lost it. It didn't sell as much as they thought, so let's make a Definitive Edition. Maybe that'll sell, which I don't see why it would sell.
Well, there's a quote in this article, something that I've said is my theory of why companies do Definitive Editions and stuff like that. It says that the Darksiders franchise is not dead, at least according to remarks made by last year by creative director Joe Madureira, and I'm sorry I butchered that name. He said that Nordic seems very committed to the franchise. With Darksiders 2 on PlayStation 4, our new Darksiders would seem like a no-brainer, given the engine required to run it will already be in place. Now, that's what I've been saying about remastered games before, that they remaster a game over so they can, if they decide to make future games on the PlayStation 4, they already have the engine in place and they can just basically copy and paste in the future, and instead of having to design a whole new engine every time they want to make a new game.
So they make games in mind of remaking games.
Well, no, what they did was they took a game that's already made, ported it over so they know how the game, how to develop for the new console. So when they go and make a new game, they're already ahead of the game, so to speak. I know that what I just said may sound a little confusing. They're already ahead in development, so they don't have to sit there and figure out how to code for it. They already know how to code for it because they could just took one game and ported it over to learn it before they actually go in and try to do something new on it.
Okay, if that made things smarter or commercial for them.
I don't think commercial applies in this case, Donnie, but...
You're right, it doesn't, but to them, it's common sense to do that.
I mean, Alex, like you said, why not port the better of the two games over?
Well, why port either of them? I mean...
Yeah, either, but...
I mean, it's not like Sony... I mean, most of the times it's the Sony, like Ratchet & Clank, Sly Cooper, God of War, that kind of stuff that gets HD'd up. And I mean, Darksiders 2 was already HD, but I don't know. Like, it just seems like out of left field that a third-party game by a publisher that's no longer around in THQ, I mean, unless they're trying to... Some companies making Darksiders 3, and this is their way of getting it, getting more attention for their game and building hype and getting it in more people's hands. I can see that, but it just seems kind of out of left field to just, you know, bring this game to the PlayStation 4 and be like, oh, hey, we're selling it. I think that game was, a lot of people liked it. I know Tricky really enjoyed it. I was a Darksiders fan who was disappointed in it. I think it kind of split the audience a little bit, maybe I'm reading it wrong, but it seemed like there wasn't really some people liked it, and I think the overall reaction to that game was kind of a meh, and especially following the first Darksiders, which was really a surprise and really what a lot of people wanted out of the Zelda franchise. But I don't understand the move, because people have had three or four years to play Darksiders 2, and I think that releasing this game, unless you're trying to get attention for another sequel, makes no sense, because people would have bought it by now. And I don't think that there's, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't see a whole lot of interest for a PlayStation 4 version of Darksiders 2, which again came out years ago. Published by a studio that's no longer around.
That's fair. I mean, it's one of those things, you made some points, and I agree with you on the same aspect. And, you know me, I always try to play devil's advocate in what I say, but you made the statement that some people, if somebody was going to buy it, they would have bought it already. My counter argument to that would be, what about the gamers that just bought a PlayStation 4 but never owned a PlayStation 3?
Darksiders 2 is on Xbox 360.
That is true as well. Okay, fair
point. So it's not like if you owned a 360 that you missed out on Darksiders 2. It's a multi-platform game.
No, you made a fair point. I didn't think about that. But, I mean, that's my argument when they say, porting over a game. Those are my two go-tos, because I really feel that's what developers and publishers do, was port games over so they can get ahead of the curve.
Wasn't it also on the Wii U?
I don't believe it ever made it to the Wii U. I could be wrong.
I thought it was one of those games like Batman Arkham City Armored Edition.
No, it did go to the Wii U. You're right. I do remember that now. I mean, it's one of those things, I understand Donnie's frustration, because it's also a frustration to mine, because I say, quit remastering games and just give us new games. But on the same token, like we were talking last week about the open world Metal Gear Solid, we played the game, but I'd still love to play it again. It's one of those iffy subjects. It's like, I wish Hideo would put more focus on making a Metal Gear, but it, you know, as he said, he doesn't even have time to make it, so it doesn't seem like it's happen. But, you know, trying to port it out, I think, is just as bad as trying to divide your time in developing a game. Because I think that's part of the reason why Uncharted 3 suffered the way it did, was they were splitting their development studio between The Last of Us and Uncharted 3.
I pretty don't care anymore. They're going to constantly come out with these dang on definitives and stuff like that. Like, it's like, we can't put a dent in this remake market. Like, no matter how many of us complain. And matter of fact, you know what? We the only ones that I hear complaining about this. Because I'll be reading these message boards on these sites. And it's not one of them that I ever read that'll be like, why are they doing this? All of them that be like, oh, this is going to be great. Oh, this is going to be nice. Oh, this is going to be super awesome. I can't wait to get my hands on this. And I'm like, dude, I'm quite sure you already own it. I think we're the only ones who actually care about who actually care about this. Like, we're the Martin Luther Kings of this.
Yo, do you want to add anything? Just you've been really quiet during this conversation.
I have a dream today that all next-gen consoles will have new games and no remasters. That all gaming brothers and sisters can get along.
Oh, do I have anything to add to this conversation? No, absolutely nothing at all.
Okay.
I never played Darksiders. A friend tells me it's the best Zelda game on PlayStation.
It is. It is the best Zelda game on PlayStation. That is a very accurate statement. All right, let's get into our last topic. I'm going to have to defer to Alex and Yield on this, because I don't think me and Donnie are really going to have too much to contribute to this. But Bethesda has confirmed that it will host its first ever E3 press conference at the Los Angeles Convention on June 14th. Details about what to expect from the showcase aren't thin, but on the ground. But as it is the first time the studio has ever decided it's worth holding a conference, speculation is already rife on what may be revealed. The title most expected to announce is Fallout 4, rumors of which have been flying for years. After a couple of years of rumors, including a reference from a voice actor in 2013, a trademark for Fallout 4 in Europe, and even a website that ended up being a hoax, leaked documents back in 2013 suggested the title would be set in Massachusetts. Now, all the other options are maybe some news about Elder Scrolls Online, maybe Dishonored, Doom, Wolfenstein, The Evil Within. Yield, I'm going to go to you first.
Okay.
What are you hoping for or expecting out of Bethesda's first E3 press conference?
I'm not really expecting anything. From what it sounds like, it's probably going to be a Fallout game. That's what everybody's anticipating. They just did the, you know, Wolfenstein The New Order. It could be Dishonored going from the article. Yeah, but if this is their first ever E3 conference, then your safe bet is Fallout.
But now let me ask you this, and now I'll go to you, Alex, next. Do we really need a press conference just to announce a game? I mean, if they're holding a press conference, you got to seem like it's going to be more than just announcing a game. It's going to be maybe announcing multiple games or multiple news, you know. Why hold a press conference if just announce one game? You could do that in a trailer. Alex?
So to me, like, I think that holding a press conference, they're usually an hour long at the very least. And, you know, EA, outside of Sony and Microsoft and Nintendo, EA usually will announce or show off numerous games. Activision, I don't know if they still do one. Ubisoft, I know, does one every year. They will show off multiple games. It's your spotlight. Even more so, because in the Sony, during Sony or Microsoft show, you generally only get one, get to show one game, but this is your chance to show off multiple games. Bethesda isn't really as big as Ubisoft or EA, but I would figure that they would want to show off more than one game, even if it's, you know, two or three games. I mean, that's your chance to really show your stuff, because it's, you know, not only do you get people who go to the show who watch that, but you also get worldwide television audiences. And if you just take the opportunity to show off one game, you're wasting an opportunity. You're not fully maximizing the time that you have. So I think that any rumors, like, it's all possible. I mean, a lot of those games haven't come out for the longest time. And, you know, Fallout being one of its best-selling properties, you know, a blockbuster for them, you know, as far as review critical scores go and money-making ability. So, I mean, I think that, you know, I think they'll show off multiple games, and I definitely think that I would be hard-pressed to think that, you know, Fallout wouldn't be one of them. Because was New Vegas the last one?
Yes, I believe it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, like, I'd be shocked if they didn't show that.
All right. You guys want to add anything more to this, Yield?
No. Nope. Johnny?
And the only thing that did interest me of, how you pronounce this, Bethesda?
Bethesda.
Is the Evil Within, and then that was not what I expected it to be.
All right. This is actually our last topic. I skipped over this. I don't know why, because this is actually an important topic. Sony has announced PlayStation Heroes. They have opened up a program in which you are able to buy content in the name of charity. Let me just read this to you. Sony has announced PlayStation Heroes, a new initiative to connect gamers with celebrities in the hopes of raising money for charities. Through the PlayStation Heroes app, PlayStation 4 players can purchase digital games and or add-ons, and once a game item is purchased, the player is entered into a draw to play with or against a celebrity, be it online or in person. Furthermore, Sony states that at least 90% of the purchase goes to a certain charity, participating charity. At launch, the charities will be the Make-A-Wish Foundation, the USO, the V Foundation for Cancer Research, each of which will be receiving $100,000 from Sony to start. The app will be available for download on February 24th and allows players to find information regarding upcoming and previous celebrity gaming events, purchase content, thus granting the player a chance to win, and view videos about the events. Consumers who pre-order the PlayStation Heroes app on the PlayStation 4 today, anyone who chooses to pre-order will gain early access to themes, which are available for $1, $5, $10, and $15 a pop. Each purchase, Sony says, will enter the buyer into the first contest due in March, where they can play against the snowboarder Sean White in Bungie's Destiny to benefit Make-A-Wish.
This is important.
Maybe you shouldn't say things before you actually read the topic there, Donnie.
It's not. It's important, but it's not. It's basically a marketing ploy to get people to donate to charity on the off chance that one person may actually get to play video games with online or in person with said celebrity that may back out by the time it comes around.
Most likely that person will back out.
You are so negative, Yield.
I'm real, all right? I'm living in the now.
Realist, that's what it is, realist.
Yeah, I'm a realist, all right? Come on here. Don't live in a pipe dream, all right? It is. It's good in thought and nature, but it just,
I'm quite sure a lot of them will back down.
You're actually going to play against a celebrity's kid?
The celebrity's
just going to be there with the headset on pretending that they're playing?
Or you go get the voiceover of a celebrity playing. Like, when you hear them do something and you go, yeah, Snoop Dogg will come in with a automated recording. Yeah, come on, son. Come on, cuz. I just hit you in the face, cuz. Go tell your mama, cuz. I'm about to, after I kill you, I'm going to go smoke this pound of weed, cuz. I mean, it is going to be RBB recorded.
All right. You guys are joking around, but I'm going to make a proclamation. I want to see, and I'm going to call out somebody, and I don't know if it's my right to do it, but I kind of like to see this happen. I'm going to call out Jeremy Doc Adams.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to call him out, and I'm going to tell him that I want to see Extra Life as one of the charities. If that happens, I will donate to this on a monthly basis. I'm calling Doc out. I want to see Extra Life get a part of this. I think it can happen because PlayStation already sponsors Extra Life every year. I think it can happen, but I want to see it happen.
Why don't you just send him an email and say, hey, I think you should get behind this?
Because why don't you say, yeah, get behind it. Go, Doc.
Yeah, get behind it, but I think it's their version of... I don't want to use the word compete, but they're probably trying to compete with Extra Life.
They sponsor Extra Life every year. Why would they compete against it?
Well, but why come up with this? This is not sweet.
This is not sweet?
No, it's not. Like it's a good idea. It's a good theory, I guess you could say. But yeah, you can't honestly. Well, I fail to believe that you are honestly going to pick somebody to. Yes, it's a chance. They're not saying it's going to happen like all the time, but yes, you get in the drawing of playing with somebody of a celebrity, but I doubt that celebrity will play with you.
All right, but this is what I'm gonna shit on both you and Yield for this.
Yes, it's not about the celebrity, it's about the kids or the charity and
all that stuff. It's about the charity. If you're doing what this for the sole reason, if you're doing this for the sole reason that you want to play Destiny with Shaun White, then you're doing it for the wrong reasons.
Well, first of all,
why the hell would you want to play with Shaun White?
And how many of those people who donate to that are doing it for that exact reason?
Well, I'm not saying that there are people doing it for that reason. I'm just saying if that's the reason you're doing this, then you're doing it for the wrong reason.
You're right. You are doing it for the wrong
reason. And that would be about 90% of the Americans. Or not just Americans, people in general.
You are doing it for the wrong reasons, but I look at it like this. Like, not all these charities are up and honest. Like, I don't know too much about charities.
Wait, hold on. Did everyone hear that? Donnie just claimed that a lot of these charities weren't honest, and then he's proceeded to say, or followed by saying, I don't know much about these charities.
You're right.
I caught that, but I wasn't going to call him out on it.
I have done small research on Extra Life.
I have done small research? You mean you listened to me talk about it at the end of the show?
No, I have gone to the website, and I have looked over some things and read some things. But I just unless I'm giving it to the charity myself, in person, I kind of don't trust charity.
Yeah, she's a bad person.
And I know I'm not the only one, and yes, I might sound, or I'm going to get hate mail or whatever, or hate comments, which I doubt it, because you guys don't leave comments. People, give me some comments on the hate that you have for me right now for what I just said. But I'm scarce on money as is already in life, and then for you to take my money and the people don't see it, or you don't see any good come from it, or they never received it to begin with, you know, stuff like that makes me upset, because that could have got me something to eat, me and my kids something to eat.
That is going to bring us to the end of the show.
Yes, close on that. And leave your comments, people. Give me your hate comments, please.
Let's go into our... do we have a topic of the week? Anybody have a legit conversation they want to have, or just want to let Donnie come up with some bullshit?
Of course, all my video game is bull crap.
Go ahead, Donnie.
I don't have anything.
That's my statement of love for you. I really don't... Sometimes you come with some off-ball questions, but sometimes you come with some really good ones.
Yeah, I do, but nobody else come with any, so I throw anything out there. I did have two, but I really can't remember them. Is there a game that you guys always find yourself going back to and play, like, all the time or often?
The original Legends of Zelda.
For a long time, it was Warhawk.
Yeah, Warhawk was one for me too, but back in the old days, like the Super Smash Brothers series, Melee was one that I used to go back and play quite a bit. Star Fox 64 on the Nintendo 64. Street Fighter 2.
Star Fox, the Star Wars games.
Oh, Star Wars Battlefront 2, that was another one. No Mercy.
The Star Wars games on the Super.
No Mercy in WrestleMania 2000 on Nintendo. Yeah. No Mercy in WrestleMania 2000 on Nintendo 64.
Now, but Donnie, are you talking like old school, or you just talk about games that like you can't stop playing?
Well, I would. It really doesn't matter. Old school, new school. It just like I find myself really wanting to play because I already go back to them because I'm working on something else at the time. But when I'm away from my system, like on the weekends, a lot of times I'm not home. And I don't carry my system with me. But when I'm going on the weekends, I'll be like, man, I feel like playing some Last of Us and Tomb Raider. Like them like my go-to games when I feel like when I want to go back and play something. Last of Us and Tomb Raider.
But the reason I asked is because like in Yield's case, he plays, you know, Pocket Trains or Simpsons Tapped Out. In my case, like every day I'm checking Clash of Clans. But I don't consider those, like, my go-to games. The games that I love to go back and play, like, I think what you were just saying is, like, my games is the original Legend of Zelda for the Nintendo.
Yeah. Mine would be, like, if I had it hooked up, but I don't have it hooked up and I don't feel like going through the process of hooking it up, it's my Super Nintendo, and it would be the Super Metroid, because that's, like, the sole purpose I went back and bought me another Metroid.
That was the last Metroid before they were in first person, right?
Yeah, the best one before they were in first person.
See, so, I think the original Metroid was actually the best one.
I got to give it to Super Metroid.
I don't know. I think they did too much with Super Metroid that like took away from the series.
Took away?
I think because in the days of Nintendo, I think simple was better.
Well, I can't come back with you on that because I don't know. I have played the first one, the original Metroid, but, you know, like I say all the time, back then I just wanted to get the controller in my hand. I did go back and play Super Metroid like years ago when I was really getting into games and really understanding the story. And like to me, the sole purpose of why you play video games is the story and the enjoyment. So I still have to give it to Super Metroid.
All right, that is going to bring us to the end of the show. Let's do some housekeeping.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, just yes.
BrewingGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We're looking for some writers, podcasts, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help for the site. I'm calling you at home to get stuff. I'll put an application in. We want you to be a writer. No more bullshit excuses on Twitter. If you're interested in buying, go to the website, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and get back to you as soon as possible.
Listen here, Mr. I'm pimping out writers on a Facebook question.
Hey, listen, at least I'm actually pimping out the site. Fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're on the site, be sure to check out all of our articles, hopefully one coming from Homework and Stuff soon. And all of our videos, which also our videos can be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proving Gamer. Checking out all of our videos there. While you're cruising the web, stop by Facebook, where I seem to call out, pimp out the website on Facebook questions. And do a search for Proving Gamer, and please hit that like button. Get involved in the conversations there, even though, you know, I seem to get shit on for actually trying to pimp out the website.
Not which by me. Point.
Oh, I'm not giving you crap.
Hey, you gotta admit, you have to admit, I did that with style, though.
You did. That was a rather cleverly placed ad in the middle of a conversation about video games. Well, hey, if any of you guys want to be a writer, it's just...
Well, no, actually, what I said was, you know, this would actually make a good article. Maybe somebody should take all this conversation and write it up. So, if you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways you can get a hold of us. You can send us an email at trophyhorse@provinggamer.com. You can contact us on Twitter. You can contact the site at Proving Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Horse. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. You can contact Alex at Saundersaurus Rex. And you can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. If you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. Two main ways you can find the show is on the iTunes and Stitcher, but you can also find us on various podcasts and apps on your smart devices. If you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher, please, if you could, leave us a rating, preferably 5 stars. Let us know how good of a job we're doing or we're not doing, or tell Yellow Donnie for getting out the shows late. you will only be getting one show this week. I know the last 2 weeks we've done 2 shows, but we are back on pace. So we are going to do 1 show a week now, which I think makes my 4 Horsemen brothers happy. because there was a lot of confusion over the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
I blame the host.
Well, considering you are a co-host, that
I'm
falls
a co-host.
On you too.
I'm a co-host. See, co-host.
So that is going to bring us to the end of our housekeeping, but we do have some sponsors. Our first sponsor, which Mr. Saundersaurus Rex will tell us about, is Extra Life.
All right, so the date for Extra Life is what? Which day this year? Is it November 5th?
I actually looked it up. It's November 9th.
Okay, November 9th. So Extra Life is a 24-hour gaming marathon that was created by Jeremy Doc Adams, inspired by one of his friends, special friends Tori, who lost her life battling cancer. And Extra Life is a charity event that helps many children's hospitals across the world, not just in the U.S. It's what you do is you get sponsors. You can either join a team or play on your own. You get sponsors. They can sponsor you for $10 for the entire day or $1 an hour, however you want to do it. And basically all the money that you collect goes 100% goes to the hospital of your choice. So it's an easy way to do something you love, which is play video games. And you can do something great by helping raise money for a local children's hospital to, you know, really, really affect the lives of some kids who need it. Because I know CareSARES Children's Hospital in Louisville, it benefits families, because I have a friend of mine who's, when his daughter was born, she needed a surgery, and the surgery could not have happened unless CareSARES stepped in and helped out. Basically, a lot of times probably always, they don't ask for money from people. A lot of it's kept going through donations, so it really helps out families. And there's a lot of ads around Louisville for CareSARES that says the kite changed his or her life, and it's got a picture of a young boy or girl who was actually helped by donations as well as treatment at CareSARES. So it's really important. It's an easy thing to do. It's an easy way to do a great thing. You can have fun with it. You can get together with friends and, you know, stream what you're playing. It can be a social event. It's just a great happening, and it gets bigger every year. So definitely you want to be part of that. And I know Proven Gamer will have a team this year.
We already have a team. I already am the captain of it. Be sure to stop by, and I'll put some links in our show notes so you can get involved. But I do have a question. I did tell you it was November 9th. It's actually, I'm sorry, it is November 7th.
All right, November 5th, 9th, 7th. We were bound to get it right one time.
I'm looking at extra-life.org right now. It is Saturday, November 7th, starting at 8 a.m. in the morning. Our next sponsor is our GoFundMe.
GoFundYou.
No, GoFundMe.
No, GoFundYou.
Tell us about it.
So we started a GoFundMe at GoFundMe/ProvenGamer to raise some money to get better podcasting equipment to make a better show for you, the listeners. So if you would like to donate, go to that website, pick a prize trophy level, and maybe have Donnie sing a song about you.
You guys want that, don't you?
I really want you to sing a song about somebody. I gotta be honest.
Oh, wait a minute. It gotta be a R&B? I thought it was rap.
No, you just have to sing a song. We didn't define what song. We didn't define what kind of song.
I want you to do rock country. I want Donnie to do country song.
Our last sponsor, Donnie, who are we sponsored by?
Amazon!
All right, Donnie, tell us about Amazon.
Well, if you go to our website, ProvenGamer.com.
Hold on a second. I got to stop you for a second. That is the most professional sound I've heard you do in 197 episodes.
Well, I give it a little twist this time.
I appreciate it.
You probably won't get it back now.
I really hated to interrupt it, but I had to point out, Donnie's went into like a slow professional voice, like, well, if you go to this. All right, Donnie, tell us about Amazon.
Well, see, you can't even get it back now.
Because now you're going to laugh.
If you go to ProvenGamer.com.
Yeah, you done ruined it.
Yeah, we ruined it. If you go to ProvenGamer.com, it's a tab in the, is it the lower right hand?
It's actually in the right side of the page.
Well, okay, we go to the right side of the page. There's a Amazon link. If you click that link before you do your shopping, it will take you to Amazon. If you do your shopping as usual, and some of the proceeds will go to us, Proven Gamer. Not us as an individual people, but the website. so people won't get confused. It won't take any, it won't, you don't have to pay anything extra. It's just a certain percentage. Kind of like the charities of celebrities that you get to play with if you, that lucky person.
Alright.
You were going to say something about that whole charity thing.
I was just waiting for you to get done there, buddy. Alright. That is going to bring us to the end of the show. We have some spots, or not sponsors, we have some shout-outs. But before we do our shout-outs, because you guys got me all twisted on this episode, we didn't mention our other podcast, PG Spoilers, and we sure damn didn't mention the phone number. Yield, what's the phone number? Don't look on the agenda.
330-PROVEN-9, that's 330-776-8369.
Very good, sir.
Awesome, awesome.
Got it, huh?
And, yes, we have our other podcast, PG Spoilers, which, I have some ideas in the works. We're possibly going to be doing some, a couple shows coming up. And, we also have some people that met me at, New York Comic Con that want to start their own podcast. But before they officially start their podcast, bringing it to Proven Gamer, they want to try to do a couple spoilers to, since that's raw and unedited, to work out all the kinks before they go all professional.
Like us.
Yes. We are so professional here. 197 episodes, and we're still the most professional unprofessionals in the world.
The most professional unprofessionals. I like that.
All right. Alice, give us your shout-outs, buddy.
All right. So I want to give a shout-out to the listeners because they are fantastic and they are awesome, and they keep us going. They are our fuel, and we truly appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening to us ramble and talk nonsense and just listen to Donnie speak whatever bullshit he's going to fire off every episode.
Screw you, buddy. Screw you.
We appreciate you all, and I'm sure that I speak for Mike, Ben, and Donnie. Oh, oof, we'll broke down the fourth wall. Yield. Mike, Yield, and Donnie. I'm still mixing real names in there, but... whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say, when do we go with real names here?
Well, I'm sure that you're friends with many of the listeners there, Tricky. And you've met some of them, so I'm sure that your name is out there. Yield is a little bit more elusive.
Yeah, you want to hear something funny? Actually, when I go to work, my coworkers don't even call me Mike, or they don't call me Miller. They call me Tricky. And they don't listen to the show. They just know me by Tricky Mick. So I walk through and they're like, "Hey, what's up, Tricky Mick?"
They call him.
That's awesome.
They call him a celebrity.
Well, that yeah, they're you know, thank you for pointing that out, Donnie. I was trying to sound proud for a minute, but yes, they're actually insulting me because they're dicks and don't know how to be nice. So yes, every time I walk through the door, they're racially slurring me. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
But I also want to give a shout out. It's still, they're not together anymore. It's been a while. They kind of all went their separate ways. But Clover Studios, it's been closed for a while. It shuttered. But I definitely want to give anyone who is involved with Okami, making Okami, a shout out, because that's still a fantastic game. It still holds up, and it will continue to hold up because the gameplay is great, the music's fantastic, and the visuals are just stunning. Even today, the watercolor art style is just amazing. And finally, I would like to give a shout-out to my sweetheart, my love, Christina. Yesterday was Valentine's Day, and we had a fantastic day. Went out for brunch, went to the Louisville Slugger Museum here in Louisville, which if you're here and you're a baseball fan, you got to go to the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory. It's really cool. And we went to sushi for dinner, so it was a wonderful Valentine's weekend with Christina. So shout out to my love, Christina, for just a fantastic weekend.
And I'm going to jump in and not do my shout outs last time. I'm actually going to go second this week. I want to give a shout out to Sweet Mama D, who was my Valentine. And I also want to give a shout out to the Goddess, who was also my Valentine. And I want to give a shout out to you guys for doing a show with us every week. I want to give a shout out to the listeners, and I want to give a special birthday shout out to Donnie's son, Little Man. Happy birthday, buddy!
Hold on. How are you going to jump in just to say that before I do?
Just because I can, because I'm the host. Donnie, your shout outs.
Hold on, I got to ask. If you're willing to, Donnie? I know you don't like government names. I'm not asking for a last name. You say Little Man, what's your son's name?
He's Junior, my name.
Oh, okay. Young Twist Jr.
Yep. Although I don't think YJ. my shout-out's actually going to make it in the show because Donnie's going to edit it, so he was second.
No, I'm not going to do that just because the whole argument thing I just did.
stand up for your son, Donnie.
That's right. Make him laugh.
Donnie wanted to, but Tricky decided to be an asshole.
Exactly. So he can know not to take you as a cool guy. So call you,
take me as a role model?
Yeah, I'm going to tell him to call you a Mick next time.
Teaching your son to be racist.
That's how it starts, right?
That's a good father there.
That's how it starts. But I want to give a shout out to my little man. I want to say merry birthday to you. Went to go see SpongeBob, and he's going to Kalahari tomorrow, so we'll do something when he gets back. And give a shout out to Lakira, the wifey, for having an argument yesterday for Valentine's Day. So shout outs for that. And
did you get the wrong kind of roses, Donnie?
Did you win?
You never win in an argument with a woman.
I just say okay.
Even when you're 100% you're right, you're still wrong.
Well, I don't even argue no more. I say my piece. If I don't turn your head or change your mind change your heart, I just say okay. You can continue arguing, but I'm done. But to my baby girl, since she's like the only one that didn't do anything special this week, so I give her something. No. Wait a minute. I made myself laugh on that one.
That didn't sound right, Donnie.
No, that did not sound right.
That did not sound right at all. You may want to edit that and try that again.
Nah. She know I'm a jokester. They all know I'm a jokester.
But I don't think that's going to be received too well as a joke if the wrong person hears it.
Screw that.
Exactly. If I got to explain if I got to explain who I am by now, then I'm not your daddy then.
So I was once at a Daniel Tosh show here in Louisville at the Louisville Palace, and he said, you know, he addressed the people that don't like him, and he says, if you don't like me, why do you come to my show? Because you know exactly what I'm about and you know who I am.
Hold on. To be fair.
I will.
Watch him on Tosh.0 is not his standard.
Okay, agreed. But also, like, there are a few things at his show that made me, cause I used to like Daniel Tosh when I first heard him. And when I went to that show, he said some offensive things that, like, I understand, like, his style. But he said some things, like, that even, like, as a comedian, I don't think you should touch. And I was a guy who kind of, I can understand. You make a good point there, Tricky. But my point is, like, Donnie, like, by now, most people know what Donnie's about. And a lot of people like Donnie. I think Donnie's got very few haters. I would say he's got very few haters. But there's a lot of people out there who like Donnie. And he's just Donnie, and you know how he is by now. You can't get mad at him.
I'm not mad at him. I got nothing but love for him.
That's like getting mad at a raccoon for going through your garbage. Not that I'm comparing Donnie to a raccoon, but
jazz hands.
Oh man, that's gonna bring it closer to my shoutouts right there. Thanks for finishing my shoutouts, Alex. Because I like the way you end it.
your shoutouts.
A shout out to Prepared Dire Scum for Borderlands last week. Homer gets duffed. The Brain 76, you guys for recording every week, the fans for downloading every week, and Insomniac for Ratchet and Clank. That's a really good series.
All right, thank you.
Insomniac, please come out. Don't be done with Ratchet and Clank. I think it's more could be told.
I think there is a Ratchet and Clank game coming out this year.
I hope it's not like an Into the Nexus type thing, but...
No, I think it's a movie tie-in game, though.
They've fallen into that category.
Well, to be fair, I think the movie is recapping the first Ratchet & Clank, so it actually might be a reboot of the first game.
Hold on.
Listen, I'm just saying this. I don't know any of this for a fact.
Okay, please. Okay, Insomniac, we just gave you praise. Don't let us down. Don't fall into that category.
All right, if there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Later.
I'm gonna go play Ratchet.
Check it. You done made it to another one.
Replay.
Go download another one.
Continue your horde.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just to get the ring and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.